Rak etzem yom derech Shabbos v'yomtiv. Only v'chein apriyah mitzitza. The avsha mitzitza ainu me'etzem hamila. Mitzitza is also derech Shabbos. Mitzitza is chil Shabbos. You're drawing blood. Okay, to draw blood is mephoric. It's one of the obvious malachas to draw blood. It's mutter. Ach kevin sheish sakon blood mitzitza. Since it's sakon, it's a sakon of not do mitzitza. Some say sakon to do mitzitza, which is the sakana. Okay, so I came and shared sakana below mitzitza. Doiche, it is. Definitely. I can read this. I also can read this. Okay, it is doiche. V'chein imshir. Okay, now on the next page. Now it's going to be a real challenge. If you can read along with me in the first line, v'chein im shir tzitzan ma'akvin es hamila afilu perish chayzer umol dahainu imnishar me'or ha'orla or ha'choyfe roiva goiva shola atara. If you leave over a part of the oral that's critical for the mitzvah, you can go back and you can do it. Ach, af, b'mokim acher, oy hekeva shal orla, different parts of Ashal Torah, afil b'loi roi v'agoyva, v'kamashakosa, b'simin reish tamachtalad, period. Any part of the bris mil that's ma'akev, you can go back and do on Shabbos. Avol, but if the bris mil is kosher b'diavet, but there is more basar which lichatchila should be removed, the moil is not allowed to go back and remove this basar on Shabbos or Yom Tov. He has to come back the next day to finish the job. Avol, but in mishadu tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin es amila vaday bishkishloi peirash choyti hakol. If you did not finish, if you're still involved in cutting, you can cut the entire thing. Avol kishepirash. Once already, he removes his hand from the arla. Enu chayzer aleim. It is forbidden. Virali shetzarch lit l'sakna achar Shabbos. It goes without saying that when Shabbos is over, you have to go and make misakin it. The achar yomtiv, after yomtiv, uve orchaim simin shin lamnal be'arnu oy bezed. There's more to discuss. I know one interesting Shabbos Beis Yitzchak. I was reading about the biography of the Beis Yitzchak, so I don't remember all the details. We had a shaila where you have a moyel who only knows how to do mila and doesn't know how to do puriyah. Does not do priya, so should you at least do the meal on Shabbos? So he paskins no, for two reasons. Number one, mila b'loy priya is v'loy klum, so you're wasting your time. Number two, what right do you have to torture the child twice? That's part of the equation. I don't remember all the details of the shaila. You're torturing the baby. It's bad enough you have to torture, so you do it, to do it one time. You go do it twice. Interesting, over here, one maybe would argue, look, the baby over here, you're allowed to do the bris mila. The bris mila includes everything. If you're kishaloi perash, if you didn't separate your hand from the bris mila, you're allowed to continue cutting the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. Now you're a perash. But you know what that means? If you're going to tell me now you can't go back and finish off the tzitzin shein and ma'akev, that means tomorrow you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to torture the baby again tomorrow.
You don't have to do it. Same thing.
No, he's saying you have to. He's saying it's not Naki, but he's saying Machar. He's saying Avon tomorrow. You have to go back and do it. He says Beferish. Lechatchila, even though the tzitz are not Naki, it's not Mehudar. So you have to go back and do it again. So is it really usher to take off the tzitz that are not Ma'akev? It's a chelik of the Mila, the tzitz that are not Ma'akev. The Haraya, Kishaloi Perash. If you did not separate your hand from the bris mila, you are allowed to cut the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. So now, just because you're perash, you're not allowed to cut the tzitzin that are not ma'akev, and you're also going to cause the baby to suffer more? The answer is yes. It's too bad. Kishe perash, once you separate, it's not in a part of the equation causing the baby to suffer. Oisva, v'chei neistim olecha aspalonis, a bandage, the kamon, different types of bandages and different compresses, liraf osa, to heal the baby. Whatever you need to do, the zeh hadzeh hech, you have no choice. The aim is the Yisra Torah, the od, sheyesh bezeh sakon latinok, vavilo Yisra Torah, motor ach kol zeh bedova, sheyev shol asesim erev Shabbos. What about making the medicine, preparing the medication? You can be mechal Shabbos to prepare the medication, but lechatchil, of course, you should do all this in advance. Kemo mila, gufa, like the mila itself, whatever you cannot do, but on Shabbos, before Shabbos, you can do on Shabbos. Avol dova, sheyev shol asesim erev Shabbos, ein doich es Shabbos. Olechen refuah, shetzoch lasesim, yesh bezeh Yisra Torah, kemo shchiyas samanim sheyesh b'zeh mishum teichin, grinding the ingredients, harei yochel lischeik me'erv Shabbos v'chein kol machshir mila, to make the knife. He's not allowed to wake up on Shabbos and say, you know what, let's now make the knife. Let's first go to the blacksmith and make a knife. Ein doiche es haShabbos lasa sakin lomul oy lahashchizoy oy lahaviu derech harush. Rashi will say the knife is not, you want to go bring the knife to the baby. Ein doiche es haShabbos and they shayochel lasas me'erv Shabbos v'im lo yehichin me'erv Shabbos. You didn't prepare doichinus amila liyom arachas. Passed a very important halacha that if you don't have the tools of the trade available, you don't have a knife, you don't have the medication that you need to apply to the baby, and this medication you could have prepared erev Shabbos. You don't have to go do it now on Shabbos. You don't do the bris milah. You don't do anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, and you failed to do on Shabbos. You are not mechalal Shabbos on behalf of the baby. A goy, okay, that's not nichlal Shabbos. If you want to have a goy go bring you the knife, or a goy to bring the baby, or a goy to go and buy the medicine. Let's say I'm sure it happens all the time. It happens where the moil opens up his kit, and he's missing something that's critical. He's missing medication. He's missing something that's very critical. Okay. What?
The market, man.
Whatever it is, he's missing something. So what is he going to do now? So. But it's already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. The baby is here. So what are you going to do now? So today it's never going to. Today you'll find the guy, right? You'll always find the guy somehow to go and get whatever you need to bring the baby somewhere to get what you need. Go to the store, buy the medication. But let's say you're out somewhere in a place where there are no goyim. Okay, you're in Lakewood. In Lakewood, it's not a joke. You know, it's some developments. You really can't get a Shabbos guy. You're in Monroe. You're in. Monroe. They're really no goyim. It's not a joke. You need a goy. They pay goyim. They hire goyim to be around, to be a Shabbos guy. So what are you going to do then? So he passed and said that, you know what? The bris is canceled because the machshirei mila are not doicha Shabbos, something which you could have done before Shabbos. That's halacha. Not everyone knows that halacha. V'loy levad iser tari b'davar shev shalas es v'er Shabbos salafi l'isu d'rabon in a doicha. Okay, even this amid Rabbanan. And that's a very touchy statement because when you come into the halacha of Amiro la'akum, to tell a guy to bring the baby to shul, to tell a guy to bring you the medicine or the kit, you forgot something you need for the baby. That's Amiro la'akum. Amiro la'akum is a shavus. That's an isa amid Rabbanan. Who says you're allowed to tell a guy to do this? Eina deicha Shabbat. The bezeh hemidu chacham divrei ma'afilu b'makam mitzvah sheyesh by chorus. Kadesh, even though the dealing of you with the bris milah, which is a mitzvah sheyesh by an asay sheyesh by karis, it's too bad. You're not allowed to violate an isra midrabanan in order to do a mitzvah asay deraisa sheyesh by karis. Kadesh sheyisharu bnei Yisrael bechil shabbosas. That's how far chil shabbos goes. Therefore, imhoyim hasakin bebayis echad mibote echad. So below irvu didrambek and eruf kol bote echad. So the hash to isra loitzim bebayis lebayis ahoyim v'hoyim atin bebayis acher meechad. So v'yasakin bebayis hasheni. Ein mevin asakin lebayis shatinik boy. The gama tinik ein mevin lebayis. Don't bring the baby to the knife, and don't bring the knife to the baby. Shaboy hasakin. Even the afal gav the chai noisy asatzma. You'll say, what's the problem? I understand that you're not allowed to carry the knife, because carrying the knife is chil shabbos. Now, by the way, it's only midrabanan. You're dealing here in a courtyard. So the courtyard is a yerushus hayochid doiraisa. The only problem was he did not make any ruvi chatzeros. But to carry the knife from one apartment to another apartment in the same apartment building, when there's no Erev Chatzer, it's only Issa Midrabanan. So you can't do. So what about carrying the baby? Let's carry the baby, because the baby is not Issa Derais to carry a baby, because Chai Noisei Asas. Whenever you carry... Oh, that's what he answers. So even though you'll tell me the Chai Noisei Asas, and you'll call Malkam, Al-Litzrichin Lach-Zira Li'imoy, Ach-Ramila, Ve'oz Ve'bnei Hamila, Hu Ki-Kofus Ve'ein Noisei Asas. So he says a baby, a Chiddush, a baby before the bris milah is a yolada car, because he's adjusting his weight. He's adjusting his weight. He's healthy. He's not yet in pain. It's a very bechidish. An infant is noisias atzma. So we obviously do not know what it means, noisias atzma. We always think noisias atzma means that he crawls on you. He assists. He shifts his weight. He's seeing, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying an incredible chiddush. Is that the baby? I think there's a Tosfos. The Tosfos really says this, that the baby before the bris milah, it's healthy. It's vibrant. And he's able to shift his weight when he feels that he's being carried. So it's not an iser de'oraisa to carry a baby in a rishus harabim. But after the bris milah has been performed, the baby is in pain. So the baby loses his senses. He's unable to adjust his shift his weight, even partially. Then carrying the baby would be an Isser deraisa.
Yeah, so women shul till after Shabbat. Yeah.
So yeah. Don't do no thing, then don't do it. The Ein Isser Asma. Ach, therefore, Bezeh Yesh Takanish Shekol B'nei Achatzi Yivadu Rishusam Shebuchatzer. There's a solution. There's always a solution. Yeah. Go to the Rav. The solution is, the solution is that everyone in the courtyard on Shabbos, this the halacha, it's, I don't know, that today, there should be Mevatel Rishus. The Mevatel Rishus, that's only if you have a small apartment building. You don't have Goyim, and everyone is with the program. You have a few people, everyone is there. They can stay on Shabbos with Mevatel Rishus to you, so we're all one big happy family. It's like an improvised type of Eruv Chatzeros. We learned this once upon a time. You can improvise it, and you can make believe Eruv Chatzeros on Shabbos, if everyone in the courtyard on Shabbos is Mevatel their Rishus to a third party. You can take the knife and Rashi Maisa b'chupa achas sheshachoy v'leirvoy v'otzruchu lotzes mibayis lebayis. There was such a situation where Rashi told them to do this. V'hitir lachem aydei bitl rishus. There was a maish shahoy. Rashi told the people in this community they should mivatel rishus to one person and then they can carry. V'afilu hacholkim olav, even those who disagree with Rashi, moidim b'shiyachtoy cheder echad shloy bitluhu. That even if you leave over, there's always a question, this is the sugyan ervin, is are you really sincere? Are you really sincere in being mevatel your rishus? So if you leave over for yourself one room, that shows that you're sincere. Since this already is my property and everything else I'm mevatel, then it does. You have to go through. I don't remember the technique, the details, but there is a situation where everyone will agree that it works. So David said, "Esparu chaim sim shin pei alpha in sham." So if that happens, that will be the solution. Amnam imatinik choyu bechatzu echad v'asakim bechatzu acher uvayven shloy toil sham bitul rishus. But let's say the baby and the knife are two different courtyards. So there's no solution to be mevatel your rishus. Bitul rishus works when you're in one courtyard and you have multiple houses. So from one house to the other house, you have a solution of bitul rishus on Shabbos itself. But if you have to cross the street and go from one courtyard to another courtyard, then there's no possibility of bitul rishus. So what then are you going to do? Also, even though you'll find a solution to do it midrabban, let's say it's an area where you don't have a rishus ram de'iraisa, or let's say you'll go on the roof, you'll find the solution where carrying the baby to the knife or the knife to the baby is only nisa midrabban and it's not nisa de'iraisa, it is still categorically usur. V'yaf agav the kaimel berachaim simen shenayim beis the gagin the chatzeros the karfifio is kula rishus achasein, it's all one day rishus gam kishlo irvu mutor lataltal mizel lezeh. That's only with regard to a utensil that was already resting on the roof before Shabbos began. But to go from the bayis to the gag to another bayis, everyone agrees is aser. Kimavur sham ulchein hasakin gishay bebayis aser lo yisid derech elu ulefi zeh. So what's the bottom line? In beemes hasakin l'shabbos bebayis el lohay bunach b'chad. So if in the chanami the knife was on the roof, I could do that.
On Shabbos, can I transport by not the cocktail, but like a clothesline or some other situation?
No.
Say, put the knife, just let it drop.
Slide down. No. It doesn't matter.
Rabbi Reisman. To the other house?
You have a clothesline. A clothesline, and you want to go put the knife on one of those
zip
and
do it. Zip line, yeah.
The best that I know, no. It doesn't make a difference. What?
It's a
bakim
tzur. You're going lemaila miyud. You're saying it's lemaila miyud.
It's a bakim.
You want to go, but you're going from one bias to another bias. You're taking an object that's in one bias to another bias, and there's no eruv chatzeros. That's awesome. That's awesome. Even though you're going through a mekayim pitur, it doesn't make a difference. L'chayr, all these things do not make a difference.
But passing the baby from one person to another.
He's asking a good question. What about passing the baby? Pachos midalaramis. Why isn't that a solution? So that is Why don't we do that? Why don't we pass the baby pachas pachim dalamas to get to the place of the knife?
It's not exactly good for the baby. You can't do that.
I don't know why doesn't mention that. Maybe he does mention that. Let's see. He goes further. He has the better solution in a few moments. Where he says, just tell a guy to do it. Okay, let's go a little bit further.
Yeah, but Rav Moshe didn't allow even a guy.
A guy, very mak on that. Right? They're very gedolim to their very mak, but not to let a guy bring the baby to shul. Right? That's an old child.
The bris is in the house.
What?
It's almost always in the house.
Not always. There are a lot of times where they have the bris in the shul. The house is too small. Yeah, so I mean, first of all, you have an issue. You hold over the age and all the air. Okay, that's the first issue. Let's say bris and flapish. First shyless. Do you hold over the air? You don't hold the air. If you hold over the air, then the bris is going to be wherever you want it to be. Okay, if you don't hold over the air, there's the next shyla. Are you allowed to have the guy bring the baby to shul? This is a controversial shyla. Some do and some don't. We discuss this. Let's go further. The zeh sha'am sha'asud lahavi hasakin afilu b'shus l'rabbanan. Zehu right now al yidei Yisrael, aval al yidei Akum motor beisur drabanan shzeu shvus dishvus. What's the shvus dishvus? Because you're telling the guy to do an isur drabanan. Telling a guy to do a malacha de oraisa is an isur drabanan. Carrying from one courtyard to another courtyard, from one bayis to another bayis, is also an isur derabanan. So when you combine two isuri derabanan, it is mutter. If you live in a community where there is no rishus harabim de'oraisa, telling a guy to bring the baby or to bring the knife to the place of mila is a double derabanan. Carrying in the street is a derabanan. Telling a guy to do a malacha is a derabanan. So a derabanan for a derabanan is shvus de shvus, and it is mutter. Flapush, it's not so simple because many will tell you that flapush is a shus harabim de oraisa. So telling a guy to bring the baby, what? So that's the chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that if you have an area of yud beis mil by yud beis mil, which contains 3 million people, we'll have dafka 3 million. That's a mistake. It doesn't say 3 million. He owns near approximately 3 million people. Because in Brooklyn, they claim they don't have, at least years ago, you don't have to, you have close. You have 2.6. When they made the calculations, 2.6, 2.7, it wasn't 3 million. But they clarified that. He says it doesn't matter. You don't have to have exactly 3 million. It has to be, the approximation is good enough. I don't know all the pratim. It's a very complicated sugya. But Moshe holds, if you have an area of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil with approximately 3 million people, the entire Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil is a Rishus Harabim De'oraisa, even a dead-end street. And in the Rishus Haram De'oraisa, the Gemara says the only way you can make it into Rishus HaYachad is you have to have doors. You have to have four walls, mamish, four walls, to close it off with Dolosos. So that means all of the dead-end streets, all of the dead-end streets in Flapush, all over the place which have a Ruvim, almost good on every single street, there's Kaman Erev in every single dead-end street, that is Shaloi Lefi, the Shita of Moshe Feinstein. And my father once was asked to make an Erev, someone on a dead-end street, and they put a lot of pressure on my father. My father says this is not his Inyan, he does not his Bucky in Hilchas Ervin. So he called my father's chaver, Rabbi Bluth, to come there. Rabbi Bluth was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Moshe, to come down and to analyze the situation. He came down, and he told my father that in no uncertain terms is you allowed to do this. He said, according to Rav Moshe, it's clear as day, Rav Moshe did not allow you to make an Erev. If you do not hold of making an Erev in the entire Flapush, Rav Moshe would not allow you to make an Erev on a dead-end street. So my father says, I can't help you, I'm sorry. So they went to another Rav. They went to another Rav, who gladly made for them an Erev on a dead-end street. And the attitude today is that we accept those who do not use the Flapush Erev. The attitude is we follow Rav Moshe, Bidogea, the Chiddush, is that the major streets are Rishus Haram De'oraisa. So what is called
like
the major
Ocean
street
Avenue, Ocean Parkway.
Is also a big question. What Ocean Parkway for sure. Ocean Avenue, maybe, I don't know. What about Avenue J, Avenue M? What do you consider to be a major street? If it's two-way traffic, but the Olam is not Machmir, they have not accepted Rav Moshe Feinstein, Pesach Halacha, B'nogea, the dead-end streets. So if you have a million, want to make a bris milah and you have a shul on a dead end street, and you want to take the baby across the street to the shul on the dead end street, so is that an iser d'oraisa or is that an iser d'rabbanon? If it's only an iser d'rabbanon, then you have grounds to be made by asking a goy, because then it's a shvus to shvus. But if you hold that it's an that a street in New York City, New York City or in Brooklyn is a rishus harabim d'oraisa, then asking a goy to do so would be a single shvus, and that would not be permitted. And that's why many people, they stand there shy. They don't want to make a bris milah in a shul on Shabbos by having a goy, because the chayish for the shita that Brooklyn and Manhattan is a rishus harabim d'oraisa, and asking a goy to bring the baby would be a single shvus, and a single shvus is not permitted b'makom mitzvah. If you're living out, let's say living in Queens, or you're living in other areas in the country where it's not a rishus harabim d'oraisa, and the truth is anywhere you're living that's not in those areas, they probably already have an erif. They already have a kosher eruv for the whole community, but if you're living in such a community where they don't have a kosher eruv, and it's not a rishus harabim d'oraisa, it's not densely populated, then having a goy bring the baby to the shul would not be an issue, because it's only at most a shvus. Like in Boston, Newton, in Brookline, there's not a rishus harabim d'oraisa. You don't have the population. There's no way you have within Yud Beis Mil. You have 3 million people. Not even shayach. Not shayach. The whole thing altogether. The whole thing. Not even shayach. But there, it's not an issue anyway, because there they anyway have an eruv in the community, which everyone uses, which was established by Choshva Rabbanim. What will be a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be if there's a snowstorm. Okay, you have a big snowstorm, and the Erev is down. It happens. I know that in Newton, every so often, my sister lives, every so often, the Erev indeed is down because of some construction. There's a snowstorm. It happens that there's a bris milah, and they want to make the bris milah in the shul. People, it's much more community. It's a very community-oriented community center. You know, not like in Flatbush, you come to the shul. So then, enoch nami, then there's really no shiloh, because it's a shavus to shavus, because carrying in these type of cities is only midrabanan at best, and now taking the baby a goy is a derabbanan, so it's a shvus to shvus, so limut to ask a goy. In New York City, it's much, much more difficult and much more controversial in where you stand in these matters with the negei or rishus harabim. Okay, let's just try to read this one paragraph here. I feel the rishus harabim is the yisrael avad akum mutter the isur derabbanan. Shazel shavus to shavus, v'loy gozhim b'makom mitzvah, v'zel shon haramam, sa perik beiz memila, shechachoy, they forgot, v'loy yavim b'sakim erev Shabbos, oimel la'akum, long as you don't bring the knife over a rishus harabim, chaloloi shel davar, kol davar shasiyase b'shabbos asura leidu b'shem shavus, mutu lo nuloi malachum. It's only yasem midrabbani you'll have to tell a guy to do. Lasoy so I saw kidei lasoy mitzvah bizmana. This is abused. If you just stam you want to have some fun and you want a guy to do, not just stam ask a guy for no reason to do for you a malach on shah, do nisu midrabbani. It has to look like a mitzvah. A bris mila bizmana is certainly levar mitzvah. V'davar shasiyase b'shabbos asur leinu b'shem melacha. Anything which is asur on Shabbos, you now asur lanu loymar la'akum shlasayse b'shabbos ad kan l'shonim. V'kin kas v'atur v'shachonoch v'm hey. Well, the shita zo k'shem she'asur melacha d'rabbana al yidei yisrael atzmei b'shul milo k'moish nispar di isur d'l'tat l'asak and afilu b'shul yisur d'rabbanan k'moi kein asur melacha d'oraisa yidei akum. If it's an isur d'oraisa, you're not allowed to instruct the guy to help you. Sharei gam zeh hu shavus v'yav gav v'mishum mitzvah. Oh, it's mishum yoyes v'kasha. What about when it comes to yishuv eretz yisrael? That's an exception. Yishuv eretz yisrael, you're allowed to have a guy do for you a melacha d'oraisa. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Yitiru Amiru Liakum Gam Beisur De'oraisa Eino Chinami. That is the exception. Mam Shekval today to learn this. See this? Isn't that amazing? On Yom Ha'atzmaut, we're learning about the exception to the rule. Amiru Liakum is Osur for Mitzvah Isur De'oraisa. The only exception is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Chazal did not restrict. We're not masakin and iser to amir la'akum for yishuv eretz shol even malacha deraisa. Mishum is acheres lo yitiru, gafil lemila lo yitiru even for mila yud gimel brisais. Chazal did not lift the restriction of amir la'akum to have a goydu malacha. Aval habahag bal halachas gadol soiver the gam lemila yitiru amir la'akum. We see that he's a heter. He disagrees. The Baal Halacha is Kedoshes Chilek on the Rambam, and he holds that you're allowed to tell a goy to take the baby across the street. The Rishus Ram Deraisa. After Issa Deraisa, there are two exceptions. There's Yishev Eretz Yisrael and Bris Milah. V'loidomil Issa Derabon Al Yisrael Atzmai D'chamir Tvei. A Jew doing the Malacha is more chamur because you're doing the Malacha yourself. But if a goy is doing the Malacha, it's not so bad. The Zer Mikvish Shavus Sheyesh by Maisa. If a Jew is doing it, it's worse. Family Yakim be Mikvish Shavus Sheyem by Maisa. Aval, you should be aware, called Rabbi Seinulis really came. No one holds like the Baal Halacha Yisgedolis. The accepted minig is to follow the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam that holds that it's also to tell a goy to do a malacha, the araisa, even when it comes to a mitzvah, except for the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the minig is to have the bris milah in the house, unless there are special circumstances when you can have it in the shul. Okay, we're going to stop over here, take a short break, and then we'll talk about Eretz Yisrael.